What's that mean? I also like your official name tag.
Yeah, there
does that mean you're like official now? That's really awesome. Hey, Mariah. I'd like you, you know, a lot of times, I remember a couple weeks ago we talked about the Super Bowl. And remember when we talked about the Super Bowl, go Eagles, when we talked about the Super Bowl, we talked about how when you're at a big game and you're really excited about something, you don't keep your voice down. You don't use your inside voice, you use your outside voice. Did you do that for that game?
Yes.
You did? Are you sure? All right, good. Did everybody use their outside voices during the game? That's very good. But you know, there is a purpose for inside voices. And it doesn't have to be like in libraries where no doubt you have been reminded a few times, as I was as a kid. What does that word mean anyway? That's right, it means be quiet. That's because you can't speak out loud like and to be a distraction to other people. Sometimes whispering is better. Do you know how to whisper?
Mm-hmm.
Could you whisper?
Mm-hmm.
Whisper a little bit. Okay, you're scared to whisper, yeah. Could you whisper good morning to the people here? Just whisper it.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Just try it. No, we know he can't whisper. No, just try. Just say good morning. Good morning. Good morning. That's good. Can you all whisper good morning?
Good morning.
Whisper? Oh, that sounds really cool. Let's do that again. Say God loves you and whisper it. Ooh, I've got goosebumps. That sounds really great. You know, sometimes whispering, can Charles whisper? Then nicely done. You know, we don't practice whispering very much, probably because people can't hear us. Yeah, probably that's why. But you know what? There are lots of ways to whisper, and it's not just using our voice, our inside super. That's a super inside voice when we whisper. But there are other ways that we whisper too. And one way that our congregation whispers to people is to give them a little welcome back. It's a whisper. It's not loud. In fact, you don't even have to open it. You could just take it home and just throw it on the table and, that was great. What a nice bag. But it's a whisper of the good news about Jesus because it's not loud. It's not insulting. It doesn't require a whole lot of effort. You can gently open the bag. And actually, I took my Bible out, but there's a New Testament, a Gospel of Mark, that we put in it, and we have a little card in it. In fact, I think these over here have those in it. Yeah, this is a little more complete. We have a little card in it that the busy bees make. This little nice little thing has the cross. This is whispering the gospel because it doesn't talk. It needs no batteries. Doesn't have to be plugged in. Never wears out. But just sitting this on someone's desk is a way to whisper the gospel. It reminds people that God loves them. And we have a little card in here. You don't even have to read it out loud. You could read it to yourself. And it says, God loves you, from your friends at Cold Spring Church. And it has a big, big word that says, welcome. You know, we need to figure out, you know, during your day, I want you to practice your whispering this week. And you have to be pretty close to people if you're going to whisper in a low voice. But think about the things you do that are kind of subtle. They could go unnoticed, but when we offer to be kind to people and when we listen to people, it doesn't require a lot of big noise, a lot of hoopla, but it's just gentle ways that we can show people that we love them and show God's love to people too, when our actions speak louder than our whispers. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you that you speak to us in a still, small voice. And thank you that you've invited us to listen, to pay attention, and to share and whisper the good news in all that we do. We ask your blessing today on Mariah, and thank you for her and her family, and for making us all part of your community of faith. In Jesus' name, amen.